The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
He is Joel Fox. He is the editor of foxandhoundsdaily.com. He covers California politics and business and the confluence of all that. He's also a teacher at Pepperdine's Public Policy Institute there. He's joining us right now to talk about some of the stories that he is writing about in foxandhoundsdaily.com. Joel, as always, it's good to talk with you.
Thanks for having me back, Larry.
Let's start with the cross. There was a story that we covered last week about the Supreme Court ruling that a World War I cross that appeared can stay. They said not because it's a religious symbol, but because it is a symbol in history, one that has been used many times. And that is something you kind of ask a question locally about, right?
Yeah, that's right. I wrote asking the question, given the United States Supreme Court decision in this Maryland case, should the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors revisit a decision they made a decade ago to remove a cross from the county seal? And I made the argument in the context of history. The supervisors, in reacting to an ACLU lawsuit, ended up removing the cross, and the ACLU claiming that it favored one religion over another. And they actually got a federal judge to agree with them on that. And so the cross was removed, and in its place was put up a stylized image of a mission, but the mission had no cross on it, which historically is not significant. Because missions, of course, do carry crosses. The supervisors came back, tried to put a cross on that mission, and the ACLU came back with another lawsuit and said, no, you can't do that. The court agreed. Well, given what the Supreme Court just said in Maryland, I wondered if that case had been appealed all the way to the Supreme Court, if the court would have said no, because of the historical significance of the mission system in California, might that cross be put back on the seal? And, you know, this is in the broader context, Larry, of people who are looking at history. They don't like some of the things that happen in history, and they try to cover it over and paint it over. And I would argue that you can't change history. We have to learn from it. And so I think that discussion is now alive again because of the Supreme Court decision, and maybe comes back to Los Angeles County. I don't know that they'll do anything about it, but it keeps that discussion alive when we have to recognize historical artifacts and how we came to be who we are and understand that. And
right.
I think,
But you also finish out that piece with a quote you found from Coolidge. Explain.
Yeah, President Calvin Coolidge. And this is ironic, Larry. He made this talk at the Confederate Soldiers Memorial at Arlington National Cemetery, just outside of Washington, D.C., back in 1924. And he said, it is not for us to forget the past, but to remember it, that we must profit by it. But it is gone. We cannot change it. We must put our emphasis on the present and put into effect the lessons the past has taught us. That makes sense to me. We can't change the past, so let's learn from it.
Yeah, it raises some interesting questions when it comes to all those revisionists who are, pulling down statues or hiding them in another place and putting something over them. We can only learn from history if we see it. If we move all those symbols and they're taken away, that may not be the best thing for education. There is a willful a lack of knowledge. If you've ever seen these shows where they go and interview people about history, a lot of kids today don't know the stuff we were taught when we were kids. And, I just don't see pushing everything out to clean up unquote, the icons and things of the past is really doing a good service to us. Other topics. Let's talk. You have a history. You were involved at a different time in Proposition 13. You were there along with Howard Jarvis back in the day when you made a lot of Californians very happy by allowing them to stay in their homes. As the property values went up, they were going to be taxed out of their homes. Prop 13 held that at a certain percent. Was it 1.25 or something? What was that Prop 13?
Well, it's 1%, and you can add on bonds and things like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it gets above 1%.
So now their efforts to, by some, there's going to be an initiative to pull back Proposition 13 when it comes to the business side of the state. That businesses, they call it split role, they would be subject to being reassessed and could see their taxes go up. You talk about a study that's been done on this, a survey of what businesses might do in light of this. Explain.
Yeah. So the split role measure has qualified for the ballot already. Unless there's a deal that's cut, and we understand the governor's trying to find some kind of solution, but there is a measure to separate commercial property from residential property and raise taxes on commercial property to a full market value, and it's already qualified for the November 2020 ballot. So there'll be a big fight over that. Both sides are going to raise a lot of money. The California Teachers Association just kicked in $500,000 last week, and the business side certainly going to defend itself. And some people are wondering, is this the first step in disabling all of Prop 13? But that's an argument from another day. So what the Los Angeles County Business Federation did is they ran their annual poll on the issues that most concern the business community here in Los Angeles. And they asked a question about the split role. What would happen to your business if this split role passed? And they found that 62% of the respondents said rents may increase because a lot of businesses don't own their property. They rent it, and of course the rent under those leases, they have to pay the property tax increase. 53% said their profit margins would decrease, and another 35% said they would make payroll cuts. But the one that really caught my attention was this high figure that 4 out of 10 businesses said they would consider moving their business out of the state of California if the split role passed. That means a lot of job losses and a real hit to a economy that's doing fairly well right now.
Yeah. I had this conversation just last week with James L. Doty. You know, why do lawmakers in the majority party in Sacramento not get this, not understand that you can only get so much out of people before they, you know, rent the U-Haul and go to Texas? We have done with Joe Vranich the story that he does every year, the survey of the outgoing versus incoming U-Haul trailers and how there's an exodus by job creators from this state. And it's very sad. It's very scary to think about, but yet they seem to be deaf up there on this subject, don't they?
I wrote another column earlier in the week in which I cited The Economist, which is a magazine that, you know, deals with public affairs. And they did a study of California and Texas and how Texas is more welcoming to the job world and how 1 million Californians have left this state in the decade that ended in 2016, and 1/4 of them ended up in Texas. And a lot of them are people, they're not the high-end folks. They're able to afford those high taxes in California. It's the people who are being squeezed by the housing market. They can't afford homes. They can't afford the cost of living here, the taxes. And they're finding a more comfortable situation in the state of Texas. And you would think that California politicians would say, we've got to put a stop to this. But in most part, they just defend the process. Governor Newsom was speaking to a business group in San Francisco last week, and he was scolding the business leaders who always say that California is last when it comes to friendly business environment. He says, you know, you're doing really well. You shouldn't worry about your tax rate at 13.3%. But those are the most wealthiest of business leaders.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of small business people, medium income people, in the business world who are definitely affected by the way California regulates and creates statutes on business.
Yeah, and very
those
tough.
Are the ones that are picking up and leaving.
We got a couple minutes left. Real quick, you have a story on the two Californians, the images, the booming state.
Yeah, this is what I was just talking about with California. One that is expressed. You know, the governor rallies and he says we're a state of social togetherness, booming economy. He said we're the envy of the world, but we're also a California with some ugly problems. Homelessness, disease, filth, and poverty. Can you imagine in our modern day that in the city of Los Angeles, we have medieval diseases like typhus running around. We have rats in civic buildings downtown and homelessness that is literally driving people and businesses out of the state of California. We have two Californians. We have the highest poverty rate in the nation. And yes, we have some of the wealthiest businesses and the wealthiest folks in the nation. So there are two Californians, and we're not doing a good job of cleaning up the mess.
Well, and the Northern California wealthy liberals who live in gate-guarded communities seal themselves in. At the same time, right on their streets of San Francisco, feces and needles, you literally have to step over that stuff. People hitting up. They're not even hiding. They're taking their drugs right there on the streets with the needles. It is a shame. And in Los Angeles, the mess there, we have our series going on at the heart of the homeless crisis, talking about that each week now. But it is really awful. And
Governor Newsom complained recently about sitting down to do a television interview, and he said, the first question I got was about the feces in the streets of San Francisco. We shouldn't be talking about that. We should be talking about California as the envy of the world. And as I wrote in my piece, feces in the streets of San Francisco are a reality. Filth and disease near homeless encampments in Los Angeles are a reality.
Got to leave it there. Joel Fox, want to thank you so much. Editor, foxandhoundsdaily.com. We'll have you back. Thank you.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino. AM 870, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.